Killer Keller podcast. Killer Keller official.com.
Instagram UK frontline.
Beatbox created.
Killer Keller.
And we're here to talk about world music and street culture.
Killer Keller podcast.
Big shout out to our friends, Graffiti Kings. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Killer Keller podcast live and direct. Your weekly cultural platform, and without question, we're stepping in with some new guests that if you don't know, you should get to know. It's the Graff Special, and inside we have Reese, Spat, 1T Crew.
Wait.
What were you saying, boys? You all right?
Yeah, doing good, mate.
Yeah, all good.
Lovely to have you in.
Sweating it out.
Yeah, a little bit.
Roaster.
We were just saying that, like, you know, the weather. For those of you that are not in real time, it's a pretty warm day today.
Mate, I feel like a baked potato. I'm not even joking. Yo, I feel like a lizard out here getting roasted in the sun.
Especially in between us. It's like the sandwich is real.
Yeah.
This is the weather for good graphing, isn't it? I mean, you know, late nights, early mornings.
Yeah, lovely, man. Loving it right now. Out there every weekend, painting the walls.
Yeah.
Doing little productions with the boys.
Getting it in. Trying to relive my youth every weekend and, you know, perplex the nation as usual.
No way. I think that's the creative spark of anyone that's in the art world, isn't it? It's like the getting out there and doing it, it has to have this sweet spot, doesn't it?
It has to. If we didn't get out there, if we hadn't started saying a couple of years back, listen, we need to be on it every week, the payoff wouldn't be right now. We wouldn't be sitting out as we are with the comfort now. Listen, we're doing our thing. We're known. We're repping the crew. People know who we are again. Do you know what I mean? Like, if we hadn't have taken our foot off and put our foot on the pedal, we wouldn't be sitting here right now. Other crews would be raising, like, they'd be the ones like, yeah, we the G's. Yeah, man. Yeah, we're burning every weekend, man.
I feel that. That creative burn, that energy and desire, you know what I mean? It's like...
You've got to make a plan and then follow through, do you know what I mean? If you see the mission or the spot, or you plan to do a walk, you can plan it for 2-3 weeks. If you don't do it, you know what I mean?
It's eat your hole, man. Yeah. That's
it's not payoff. It won't happen eventually.
To be fair, if I'm really honest with you, especially with these graph ones, I mean, you guys were no exception when it comes to the burn. I was like keen as, you know... I was on it. I wanted to make sure you guys got in, like a lot of the guys. So, you know, it's an itch, isn't it? It's like, I need that to happen. That has to happen.
Of course. 100%.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's a mutual thing, you know what I'm saying?
It's the wave, isn't it?
Doing as well, it's the wave.
Killer Keller, bruv, you've been there from day one anyway. You know about this because you're a local man, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you feel it just as much as we do. You know the vibe, and you can see when the Kings are coming back, so...
Yeah, for real.
You jumped on it quickly, do you know what I mean? Like, quickly.
But it all kind of started, especially for you, it started like in around this area, right?
Northwest London. 25 years ago, more or less, do you know what I mean? That's when I really started venturing into graffiti, and like just taking an interest in it. You know, I used to catch the bus around here and I'd see like a Mean and a Diet like across the bridge, and I'd be like, whoa, what is that? Like, just confused, like, it's amazing, wow, perplexed. And you know, then getting started secondary school, seeing info pieces and stuff, it really blew my mind. Like, and you know, 25 years later, I'm still enthralled like I was when I was 12, seeing my first Mean piece.
That is beautiful.
Graffiti still, it traps me, like, even more powerful today than then, you know. And you know, West London Graph, probably my book is the most stylish, the most fanciful, the most outrageous, the most daring, do you know what I mean? Mm. And I'm happy to have been part of it, to be honest.
That's amazing.
I like to have been taught by it, you know?
What about you, Spat? What about you?
Well, I came in a bit late into the game, do you know what I mean? And I'm come from just outside London, but still sort of southwest way.
Southwest.
And I came up, and the first writers I really come in contact with were friends of mine, do you know what I mean? So... It wasn't long before our paths crossed, and you know, showed me the way. You know what I mean?
Brought
me in,
that's
introduced
sick.
Me to the right people. The you know right what I'm saying? Time. Showed me like how to get down and do the thing.
So, I mean, I've never been a writer myself. I've been a huge enthusiast, and I'm keen. You know what I mean? I could throw a book out like the rest of them, but there's something definitely of a calling when it comes to when you find your creative thing, it becomes like that desire. It's like it's all you want to do. It's actually all you just want to do.
You're damn right.
Yeah.
24/7. Yo, listen, I still now, I've got like a piece of paper on the side of my bed with an art that I'll be sketching before I go to sleep. Yo. It's real.
See, that's exactly what I want to hear.
The legacy is real, bro. Yeah. Aye, listen, when it's graph, like, it just don't stop. It's
Rees always had the work rate. You would get a black book and he'd have done 7-8 pages and
pieces.
And I'm doing tags, just trying to like work it out. But he already had it when I've met him.
It's the blueprint. So, I think it's the blueprint. I think, you know, when I started graphing properly, 95-96. I was rolling with TCP, IMS, which is Bond, Dre, Sheck, Tend.
Oh, yeah.
And they had the blueprint, like, the black books were just off the chain, like, full-colour pieces. And as a kid, 13, 14, you're watching everything diligently.
Mm.
Like, you're basically saying, this is where I want to be in 5 years from now. You're setting your path. So when later on meeting newer school from newer generation, like 99, 2000, we were then holding on to like the grail because not many other people had seen those things, like, which were part of like folklore now in graph history. So we were bringing that and trying to make sure that that part of it stayed true till today. Like my black books, the way I approach a black book or whatever, is still the same because I'm still trying to get it perfect, like how I knew it to be. If you see what I'm saying, the blueprint was always there, and then we passed that on.
Yeah, like, well, I bought into that immediately because that's what that's the style of graph that I was drawn to in the first place. It was DDS, TKS. You know, and that's that line, MTS, the Southwest FBS. Line, NTS, you know.
The whole South line, bro, was used to get... I remember travelling, because I'm from Crawley Ways, right? FKF boys, hold tight. And, you know, I remember, like, you'd see that transition happen between Colston and South. You see zoned.
Yeah.
And then through zoned, a bit of memo, and then into some take, and then some next thing you insert, FDC, bam, bam. You know what I mean?
It's like, and Aztec and Known, always looking at their... big things they used to have on the top of the tower blocks and that.
Smash it.
Stylo, Mir, big massive things. Dane always used to have the bits around there.
So Dane used to smash it.
90s
Dane.
Style for me, the early 90s, mid 90s, and then I came along at the end, tail end of it. But that was the style I wanted to do, you know what I mean? So
you already had the blueprint. That's what it is. It's like these years, the formative years, you're putting so much in your mind's like a sponge, like you're taking in all these crews from like all over the area, north, west, south, east, and you're kind of saying, well, this is the building blocks, like the lines are being formed like in your mind and stuff, do you know what I mean? So similar to us, like we used to be around here, West London, we'd see tube throw ups or like a diet throw up or a mean throw up, and you'd be like, what is that? That is amazing. Like, and then you'd start putting two and two together. Oh, that's him, and he's that guy, and then Cliff, KTC, Ace, me. Oh, it all starts, everything starts to appear together. And
this
then,
is what's happening here with the podcast. Like, I'm getting info and stories, things are kind of, and I'm doing these things rapidly, I'm doing them by the day just to catch up myself. The stories are now starting to merge together. It's almost like a tapestry of history.
Yeah, of course.
It's fucking incredible.
Of course, because it's undocumented, really. Like, you know, apart from that, a couple of magazines that come about every other year and stuff, it's still undocumented. London graph history isn't told the way it should be. Like, it's like, you know, Banksy comes along, then, you know, people take a few photos of graph writers, may get into the mainstream for a little bit. Only a select few, and it's still not the gutter. Do you know what I mean? And people want that raw. You want the raw. You listen to hip hop. You don't want to listen to Ja Rule all day. You want to mix it up. You want to have a little bit of non fiction. You want to put some Jedi mind tricks. You know what I'm saying? You want some dilated people. You want to flip it up, and then you got your mainstay. So it's like that. We feel like the history's still not documented. So, like, now, like, the podcast we're having today and, like, some of the stuff we're doing, just to keep it relevant.
But
you know,
a lot of the characters from back in that era, they're coming back now, you know? And that's beautiful to see, do you know what I'm saying? Because it's like going back in time now, you look at the lines and there's certain names that have been there, like, as you know, on the same journey as you, almost that you relate to them, and, you know, and it keeps you going on to know that.
Damn right. There's something CBM crews, you know? Exactly coming through as well. Like you know, like a renaissance, like that West, that real wild style, and CBS, CBM killing it right now. Big props to Met, Kret, and all of the famo, because, you know, it's giving me the, like, okay, boy.
Do this.
It kind of puts us in that, like, 94 kind of league, like when CBM were killing it back then. It's like, whoa, shit, we're the, like, young guy. Oh, yeah, that's us, right?
Actually, that's an interesting thought, like, as you was talking. It's like, what's the... Because people are coming back. They're coming back for all the right reasons, I believe. And what it is it's almost like there's been an upgrade of, like, all sorts, whether it's, like, the caps, the cans, the way you can go out and rush a spot, or, you know, there's a lot more celebration.
There's more freedom to paint now, man. Whereas a lot of people will probably stop because of the legal side of things, you know? It weren't that their passion for the graffiti stopped, but they probably had kids or... You know, they got a big prison sentence or they're caught up in probation or something. Yeah, life something gets in the way of that. But I think once you maybe step back and get your life more in order at a certain age, then when you come back to graffiti, it's a bit more of a different attitude. You know what I'm saying?
Which even if you come back as a hobby, like, it's something that you could do forever. There's no age limit to graffiti. You know, there's no time when I say, well, I'm at 60 years old, I'm going to stop. Nah, I'll probably be getting out there and doing... bigger and better things I'm doing today, because your mind doesn't stop evolving, does it?
You know? That's right. I think also there is a much more of a level head to some of the people that are, I mean, arguably the notorious will always be the notorious, right? But there is a softening of the edges. The corners aren't
that's youth, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? That's young people who are angry and you know, they're working out where their position in life. Do you know what I mean?
As you get older, you don't really need to worry about that no more, do you?
Yeah. I think graffiti was like that for us growing up, you know. It was easy to, like, you know, go out there and be the person you wanted to be, or your alter ego, do you know what I mean? Yeah. And put away some of the angst that you were feeling at home, or in the ends, it was that mark, the perfect mask, the perfect sedative, do you know what I mean? Yeah. To a world that is literally crumbling or going too fast around you, do you know what I mean? So we had, like, graph to meet that.
Oh, that's deep. Yeah,
you know, right. Listen, I remember back in the day, Scott Free, my good friend Blink, also SB, like, we was homeless, like, 15, 16, like, had nowhere to live. If it weren't for graph, like, putting us together at the same time, we got up, we hit bare yards, but we were homeless, we had nowhere to live. We were sleeping at Reading Platform. Do you know what I mean? We were sleeping at, like, Me Rock's house, like, all weekend. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
we were sofa surfing, all tight TKS, Kill YouTube, Me Rock, all the man them.
There you go.
Like, it was hard in them days, but Graf, like, managed to put us all together at the right time, so we maximised off that situation, which was harsh, like, you know.
That's interesting.
Helping us,
yeah, right? That's right. No, that makes sense. Because there's a heavy lifestyle with Graf, but actually, once you get into the routine of the lifestyle, actually, you survive.
Yeah.
Which you wouldn't do if you had no creative response to anything.
Listen, we were North Faced out from day one. Graf taught us the golden rule, do you know what I mean? The five-finger discount and that. But, do you know what I mean? It gave
us... Pick up the magic bag.
It's more than just an art form, as it's a way of life. Because an art form, like, it stops after the art show ends. A way of life continues night and day. It's like, you know, it's like the SAS. Do you know what I mean? It's constant training. You're going up level by level. You're meeting more writers. You're getting more distinction. Accredited for more works. The acclaim goes up. You meet writers who start bigging you up and say, I've seen your work, man. Oh, I like that thing that you're doing. You're like, okay, gassed.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't see that coming. Yeah. Like, God rest his soul, Robbo. 484, the king, team Robbo
all day.
I remember meeting Robbo, like, guys, like, was like 7 foot. I'm looking up, like, he's at the bar, and he's like, you're right, king, you saying, mate, put his arm around me. I felt like the god. I felt like this guy just, I'm top of the 7 foot tall guy's shoulders, like, and he's like bigging me up, making me feel my worth. Those moments, you can't replace it. It's just one of a kind. That's, you know what I mean? And I've had numerous missions like that in Graf, like, where it's proved, like, yep, tick, tick, tick.
I'm
on the right path. This is exactly how I would have wanted it to be when I started from day one. I was in the learner's seat. And, like, we had the 1T CBM bash recently. It went off.
Trellick.
Yeah. The Trellick, the Bash of Trellick. It was the lick. A lot of writers there.
Unity of
style.
Yeah, mate.
Like a style of people's. Like, do you know what I mean? It meant a lot. That's like the culmination, literally, 20 years. 20, you know, of us just putting in constantly, getting through the mill. I've been nicked for graph. I've done my time. Do you know what I mean? I've been on London Tonight, like, with my face up and, you know. And it's not nice, but literally, like, I wouldn't take it back for the world. That set me apart. It told me which route I was supposed to go down. I done a million things that more than I would have done probably before that day. You know, graffiti thrust you into the position for its own benefit. Like, remember, we're keeping graph alive. Like,
the good outweighs the bad, always.
Yeah.
It's your output. Definitely. It's what you do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, Spat, where did it all begin? Where did it all begin for you?
Just riding the trains, just seeing the graffiti. That's where it decided I wanted to do it. And, you know, it was almost like it was meant to be. I met Touch and Blink. You know, they lived near me and they used to come to my local town and rob the budgeons, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, met them and they brought me in. Do you know what I mean? Big up DT crew. That was one of the first crews I was in, and SB.
Bosque Track,
yeah.
Hold tight, Touch as well, man.
Yeah, big up Touch, another brother, soul brother. But just sort of like started going to squat parties. That was a big influence for me. That's what made really.
We can't forget the squat scene. The squat scene made us BDS crew at squat party. Yeah.
So we used to meet under the clock at Waterloo, 10 o'clock, and there'd be, you know, 20, 30, 50, 100 people. And then we'd all go as a big crew.
I've heard stories about this. It just sounds biblical.
It was immense, you know. And on the way there,
own London, it was walking in a gang like that.
Yeah,
all waved off our nuts.
But I'd always be there, and I'd have paint, you know. So I'd stick in the frong, and I would batter it all the way there, you know.
How do you think we got up during 97 to 99? Yeah. Like, it was literally every weekend, different location, different party, all over Manor House.
Yeah.
Archway, Stratford,
and at that time,
Brent, all over everywhere. Like,
at that time, there would be 50 writers in the squat party. You know, so you know you connected all the dots. You ended up going on
dodgy stories
in
squat parties. Way,
don't
want to
indulge,
no. No, I can't divulge the secret. The code.
There's the squat party.
Too much debauchery.
We all know what it is. It's you know, we've all been there, but as you grow up, you know, it's good while it lasted.
Yeah, squats are fucking always a good bubble.
Yeah, man.
It's the danger element combined with, like,
the danger.
Freedom. It was danger and freedom all at the same time. Because you were in an environment where you could do whatever the fuck you wanted. You could do a piece on the wall. No one would say nothing. I could just start dubbing the wall. In fact, I could smash the wall with a sledgehammer if I wanted to.
And no one would. No one would bat an eyelid.
So, you know, but then I think we saw a lot of damage get done to other crews at squat party, and that's what drawed me out of it. I was like, you know what, these guys are getting, it's toe for toe fighting every week.
Really?
West against it. A crew from West would meet like one T, or a crew from North would meet one T, and it Seal and Surf, the kings of one T, the original crew.
Yeah.
Everyone knows the stories, rather, people just. I mean, you know Seal and Surf very well.
Yeah, but you've known
the story. Yeah. Like, they've got a just fist first and then the spray can with the fist and a front quickly on your nose.
Oh, shit. Hold tight, Graffiti King.
Hold tight, one T, not time it is. Yeah. One time. Yeah.
Listen, those are the roots, like you say, those are the things that shape you, right? Those are the golden kind of moments in your. I don't know, man. You wouldn't take it back, would you?
No, the culture was horrible anyway, so we had to make a stand. You know, we had to build our own path.
Manhood training, man.
You're going to be a follower,
you
know? So at that time, it was us, and we were like a family, and we survived together, you know, in each other's pockets, homeless together.
There's certainly a respect.
You know? Yeah, had kids the same time, do you know what I mean? Become adults more or less the same time.
Prison sentences.
Prison all the same time, business, university. Do you know what I mean? We've done it all in the same group.
Tried things, failed, you know, tried again.
Yeah.
But we always come back to ourselves, you know, because that's the crew, you know. We've always stayed strong as a team, you know what I mean? Even though we bring in other younger writers, we always try and bring in the youngers and give them a little badge of honour or something to see them
keep
through,
it alive,
you know?
To be honest, to keep it alive, like what happened to us. It wasn't out of the blue that it just happened to us. We were chosen, in some sense, whether we're gifted at art, do you know what I mean? Leadership qualities about us.
Yeah.
So we look for those in the next generation, because the next generation is where it's going to happen again. Mm. Once again, diverse. London is diverse enough as it is already, so you meet people from all walks of life, and I think that's where it is. That's why we bring in so much people, you know, to keep the message going.
Because it's inclusive. It's not an exclusive thing. You know, that's not what we're into, because we've been excluded from a lot of stuff, whether that's our own choosing or not, you know. But especially as young kids, we see them get excluded as well.
Of course,
you know, and all the funding for the arts is fucked up. So we're trying to now build some youth projects which actually benefit the young people rather than give them some half-assed shoestring budget.
Yeah.
Graffiti for one day and then it's all over.
The
kids don't know a damn thing.
Yeah.
You know, still caught up in gang violence.
Sometimes it takes some, call them prospects, you know, the graffiti, the young guns, it takes them a while to, you know, get rid of the shyness and be completely impulsive with their creating
and being themselves.
Other people, they just catch them straight away and it's like off they go. Some people take a little bit more burn.
Well, that's us. We've always been them guys, you know. We're not young anymore, you know. Really and truthfully, we're still struggling on the same struggle that we always were, but
on the mortal level.
Every time round it comes a little bit
better, a bit
clearer and a bit closer, you know, to that sort of ultimate lifestyle where we're painting every day, and
we would like to be painting in New York, San Francisco, flying to Rome quickly, you know. That will come because that's part of what we want, you know, like to do a little bit more of Europe, see the world, you know, go and meet some more of our friends that we've made already, go and see them in their hometown and enjoy graph on that level, like the freedom that it does give you, you know.
Well, you've worked so hard on a ground level to build a profile, consistency. I mean, London don't take no prisoners. For any creative people nowadays,
rest in peace, Powell. Rest in peace, Veko, Ganja. You know, so many writers passed away. You wouldn't even have thought that it would ever happen. You know, London is vicious.
It's vicious.
The cycle is brutal.
It's brutal, and you know, even the music heads that come through. Often, I think to myself, often I'm like, wow, man, like, how do people sustain? How do they live in London? I mean, I ask myself that, myself.
Yeah.
I mean, it must be hard for graph writers.
Yeah, well, we listen to Task Force and Skinny Man, you know what I mean, through the whole journey, and you know what I mean? They basically sing about what we're going through. So,
You know, listen to
the music's always been important. The hip-hop is where we come from. Kung Fu days back in Camden, in the underworld, you know what I mean? That's where... Do you know what I mean? Their man gave us a bit of recognition to say, you're doing your thing, are the grappers.
I remember TDO, you from back in the day.
And ATG, they always showed us love, and you know what I mean?
That's right.
Beautiful.
Literally, look, we lost Asset like last year. We lost Asset, we lost Power, we lost influential writers.
Crazy.
So, you know,
such close proximity.
As I said, this cycle of London, you know, so quick. Do you know what I mean? It's like here today, gone tomorrow, something's in today. Those guys were benchmarks in what they did. Powell, he passed away, you know, the fuck Boris bit he done. You know?
It's crazy.
And ironically, Boris Johnson just got voted in as the PM. But, you know, that message of what Powell said is always in the back of my head. Fuck Boris. Pardon me, I'm not against anyone here. I'm just saying what it is. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Asset doing his work abroad, going and working with the kids in Nepal. Those are things that superheroes do, like mega moves. And he's kind of like the litmus test. Like he set the bar.
Yeah.
So it's given us a choice. We could go out
abroad,
hit Israel or Palestine and do some work. Do you know what I mean? Because we've got the power to do it. We haven't met... This is a gift. I realised that recently, that... what I do is a gift.
Yeah.
You want to call it God, the creator, essence, it's a gift. And you've got to feel blessed to have it, but you've got to maintain it, and you've got to take it as far as it can go.
On your ideas as well, do you know what I mean?
Act on it.
It's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day and you put things to the side and all of that, but
you've got to fight through that. You've got to fight through the day-to-day
definitely,
stuff.
And you do that together, you know what I mean? You can't do it on your own. You need that
time
group,
flies,
team,
bro.
You know what I mean?
It's like
time
a mirror, isn't it? We reflect each other and stuff, man.
Yeah.
And
you
can give a little feedback on this year's trivial and so forth, and you know, this year's plans and stuff, and you know, we've done well. 1-2 Graffiti, that's a little thing that we've running together and stuff, and putting ourselves about, man, it
starting a little shop
and
now,
really you know, sticking with it, like not just like okay, we're gonna do this. And I'll chat to you in a couple of weeks, and that's for like 6 months. Do you know what I mean? No, it's like every day we phone each other, update. What are we doing? All right, let's get the jumpers out. All right, we're gonna do.
You have to
do the show with Keller. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Doing this, doing some youth work, doing this.
I can feel the energy from you guys. Like, there is a lot of momentum going on here.
Momentum,
like,
man.
I'm
momentum.
Definitely feeling that.
Yeah, well, we've always had it. We've always been more of a positive force in graffiti, you know, and
got to pay that karma, man.
Got to
pay that karma, man. I've done too much negative stuff. I've smashed a lot of stuff. Like, I've got to like repent. I feel like that. We as graffiti writers, we do a lot of damage to the community. So if you can put in, do it as quick as possible.
Mm,
you know, pay for some of those life, them life debts you got. You know what I mean? And every writer knows that. You've gone in and you battered it. So get a little back. Yeah. It's only going to repay you anyway in the long run. Do you know what I mean? And that's the essence.
Do you think people, do you think writers think like that? Do you think
they do?
It
takes time to get there.
It does take
time to get there.
It takes time,
takes time to get there. When you're smashing it every week, you don't want to be told, bro, like, allow it, like, you're going in. No. 20, 30 years later, you want to be told, like, ooh, you went in, like.
Because you didn't really smash anything, you know what I mean? You put the paint on the train or you put the paint on the wall. It's not, like, in your heart, it's hard to admit or to even acknowledge that some criminal damage. No, not really, mate.
It's
just
a criminal
painting,
damage.
You know what I mean?
I constantly have this argument. Like, it's such a crazy notion that beef is created over art, and how problems are created just because someone puts art on something. It's like, what? Well, like, you're going to get put away for doing art like that.
Yeah,
what?
Exactly.
It's fucking insane.
And that's why beefs
makes you
get
stronger,
so strong.
You know?
That's why beefs get so strong, because we're doing stuff, something like, when I put my tag up, I could get nicked for that. I could do bad. I could get fired. So if another writer disrespects that, the level of it is like, it's not just like you just scrabbled out my name. It's not just that, like, you're tampering on private property here. Do you know what I mean? Like, there should be a secret sign saying there's a £1,000 fine if you go over my tag. Do you know what I mean? It's the same as that, like, it's a secret line, like, and beefs go through the roof just over, like, one person lining out one person,
one
and then
thing,
everybody else getting dragged in and it causing the world
it
war.
Happens.
Seven and stuff, do you know what I mean?
But because the stakes are high.
And in graffiti terms, that's a lot. Like, when all your pieces are getting wiped out or your fraps are getting dissed every corner and stuff, and you're wasting your time going out either stealing the paint or some people buying the paint or what. Yo, it hurts.
That totally makes sense. The way you've just explained that now makes...
Yeah.
Actually adds further value to the significancy.
It's like a Marth Rothko, whatever his name, they went in and damaged the piece. Like, it's like that. Like, what? No one's backing us, though, when you know, Railtrack takes one of our bits out. We should be like, yo, dude, that was like graffiti history, man. Boris, you know,
you
need to pay me. Like, I need 70,000 for that now. Do you know what I mean? Like, yo, you just wiped out a priceless bit of work, like Banksy and Robbo.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you know.
Oh, my.
You know what I'm saying? So, there's levels to this. There's levels.
That was like one of the last great beefs, wasn't it? Let's really think about it.
It was.
I don't think there was one with that much coverage and crazy.
It was publicized.
Yeah.
It was publicized.
It opened the doors, anyway, for a lot of the people to scratch beneath the surface of Banksy. You know what I mean? And there's loads of artists that are much better than Banksy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Robbo
Banksy's
being
a
prime example,
writer,
you know what I mean? So that was nice.
But Robbo's the king,
Robbo,
so there's
Robbo,
a difference,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
it worked out at the time, but Robbo passed away after that. So
not too far after,
you know.
Yeah,
so
to
be honest, you know what I mean? Yeah, it was good publicity for him, but he was a king anyway, regardless.
Yeah.
Of, like, Banksy, Banksy just took the piss and took him out. Like,
yeah.
He needed to do that to show fealty.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Quickly show the fealty so you're career don't take a plummet or whatever, do you know what I mean?
There become that period where, I don't know, there's enough notoriety going around with the whole Banksy street art thing, which I personally, you know, from outside looking in, I think it kind of adds an extra level of tapestry to what is going on in the UK and worldwide. It's almost like now, and a lot of it is because of the Robbo and Banksy beef, this becomes like acceptance.
Yeah, user-friendly. Yeah. Like graffiti's... Yeah. We could put on a high-vis now and just go in the middle of the street and just whack up a piece quickly. Make it look neat. And people will be calm. Like, generally, no one's going to complain anymore.
Yeah. No one's going to snitch. That's
No one's going to snitch because it's like, oh, yeah, they must have a reason. Like, graffiti is that acceptable.
It's at that stage now.
Imagine 20 years from now.
So we'll take advantage of that. You know, as much as possible. And it's
scary.
Paint on the street now. It's easy to find a spot.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we would never have done that 10 years ago. No. Like, some of the, like, street side bits, we've just done 10 man. And we don't have permission, but we've just gone in and just gone with it.
Yeah.
And everyone's dropped burners, even had people coming in offering us work. Like, yeah, we love this. Would you come and do some work around the corner?
That's incredible.
You know what I mean? Like,
self-serving awesomeness.
Yeah. Perpetual, you know what I mean?
If you that's the level.
In
like,
the public eye, then you're going to meet someone, they're going to want it.
It's like busking, isn't it?
Yeah.
Similar. Well, busking, they put more restriction on busking. Probably could there put is a actually down. No restriction. There's no guideline that's actually set up for graffiti writers or street artists, to be honest. There is no guideline like, oh, street artists aren't allowed to do this based on public road law of this law of that law. And there is nothing set up for us. So we are in that legal black hole. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A permission slip, a phone number, and that's all we need. Do you know what I mean?
Well, actually, like, I've been speaking to XYZ geezer from the council, and you know, take up here's a piece of paper.
That's the next level. When the council bothered to get involved with us and come and work with us, because you know, we're the ones who've got a solution for some of these street problems, seeing as we've come from the streets ourselves and that. And the council never really put their hand, they don't. You know, like, you know,
it does my head in that they
you've got to have a middleman or someone who knows this person or that person, instead of them, like, just, you know, putting some funding in for the youth club so they can do murals in the areas for the young boys who may be passing away, so people can be reminded that death is tragic and we need life. Unfortunately, the government is happy to let London look like a mess. Do you know what I mean? And you know, no one's got a voice that could be championed, you know. As I said, you know, we're sitting there waiting. There's so many people like us, like-minded people, in positions where we could actually do something. But as I said, we've got to write a 50-page thesis. So, you know, Mr. Bob Clark at the head of someone could go, ah, bloody rubbish. Like, that's a going line of what we do here.
The old guard are slowly winning
out. Know?
Yeah, they're coming around, though, you know what I mean? As you get older... You know, you're growing up around your peers more, and people do want graffiti. You know, it's everywhere. It's so easy. Yeah, you know? People are crying out for it.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are catching on, and they're going out and making their path for themselves, and that's great. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's the head on the people's approaches shoulders. Like you imagine being a 21-year-old. Imagine being that 21-year-old approaching someone who's like 48, 49. Yeah. It's a whole different thing when you're in your 30s. Yeah. You're 30s yourself and you're having a course. They know that you're from that background.
They can feel the experience and they buy into it straight away. Buy into straight away. But those are specific niches and markets. Do you know what I mean? Or you can go in and use our artistic, you know, prowess, but not in every situation, You know, no, I don't think, like, I think more like with the council and stuff like that, They're the police, Do you know what I mean? We're still...
Yeah, you don't want to go that
We're
close.
Still, unless we've got that tick, that slip, or that permission, we're still criminals.
Yeah.
You know, graff isn't legal, you know, by any means. And big shouts to the mad them who are putting their life out on the line.
Yeah,
putting their neck on the line every day, killing it, you know, hitting the yards, doing the trains, keeping that alive. Do you know what I mean? And... You know, not saying that I would not do that or don't do that. It's part and parcel of graffiti history. It's what we do. Do you know what I mean? So big up the people out there.
You can't take
that
jungle out of the cat.
Yeah,
it's impossible.
You know, the council ain't shaking our hands at this moment in time. Maybe there'll come a time, but right now it is what it is. You know, it is what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Just to go back on to the Black Book side of things, because that interested me. Does that, because that's a weighty piece of time that going into creating what you put in your Black Books. I mean, that in itself, can that be as rewarding as doing a train or doing a wall? Or is this, because it sounds to me like you guys have got like your art within the pages of these things, and it's as important as.
Yeah, to be honest, I've got no Black Book or anything like that.
Yeah, he comes to the wall.
I never finish it in for the book real? Ever in my life, really, you know. But I like to show mine sketch.
Off. Mine gets like the backs fall off them because I take them around and like I put 150 million% into it. I know I may not paint as many pieces as I draw. Do you know what I mean? And
I wish I had a Black Book full of burning pieces, do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But that's just not how I work.
2006 and think, what happened that year? I was on fire. Like, my mind was just mutated.
Yeah,
I was beamed up. Like, do you know what I mean? The wild stars are immense.
Yeah,
I can't, you know, and now I feel like I'm always tracking back, trying to get back to that level. Like,
I've just slowly
because of the Black Book. Black Books are like, they hold a part of you, man. Like, a Black Book from, like, 2002, you'll look at it and be like, oh, can I look at it like, oh, yeah, the lines went right, but 2006 one, oh my gosh, like, wow, was I really on that level? Like, even like sometimes I ask myself, like, was you really that dope? Are you that hot?
Right.
Yeah, and now I try to like get back there. So, you know, the Black Book is like it's like your graffiti black belt. It's a training ground, bro. It's a training ground. Bare styles. I've done outlines for so many people.
Yeah, it's true.
Like,
I've
given birth to many styles. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, because of that Black Book, the
any
methodology.
Can you,
like,
can you give me some?
I stole his Black Book once or twice. You know what I mean?
No spat, no spat, no
shit.
Boy, my crew. See, most of the guys in TDO, I say, through that time when I was so prolific. Reach, Ashy, Evade. Do you know what I mean? Those type figures, like, I was so prolific. So I wanted other people to, like, latch on to what I was doing. I wasn't doing it like, oh, you steal my style, it's game over. It was kind of like, no, go on, bruv, take it.
It's
so we can all be on the same level.
Yeah,
I wanted we all to be, like, around the same level in style.
Mm.
So then our shit looks better when you see it.
Yeah, obviously, that's
the simple thing. So I gave birth. We all giving birth to something.
Like, don't be precious about that shit. It's not
that's
worth
it, man.
But then you can give birth to monsters, so be careful.
It happens.
And when we started as well, there was no real people that active doing wild style pieces. Mm. You know, Reese was one of the only ones doing, on paper at least, the fire, the maddest wild styles.
I've talked to Panic about this. I'm sure you guys should have. And like, it's interesting because that period of London graph, particularly, is like, it was mostly dubs, ferocious, machine gun dubs,
and
then tags.
Cat tags,
yeah,
know?
Black and white.
Drama, mate.
And then, so, you know, the whitewash had to come out, and you had to do, like, your 1T stuff is like, poosh. You know what I mean? You're not going to, there's not enough space for that back then. You really got to make your presence felt, didn't you?
Mm.
Yep. I think, like, 96 set it off for me with Fume, Bosch, Zog. They all had like the massive super dubs at Royal Oak.
Paddington.
That set pace. Like, from seeing that before then, all the dubs I used to see were like, all right, yeah. All head high. When you're looking up, like, high, and these things have got full outline, background shines, and like, DDS went rampant. From that moment, it was go big or go home. Yeah, so you had to own your spot. You had to come on that wall. Either you was doing something from the old school and you was keeping it, you know, rocking, or you was doing something mad, like, out there. Trying always big up cause, take,
hold tight, teach. Yes, yes.
Bro, there's many names, like, oh my days. But they, when they were doing the trains, like, seeing their stuff at E Road, Edgware Road, the bits, like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Zombie with the characters, Bozo, Too Cold, Spo.
Gloucester Road.
G got hurt. Those are bits of folklore, like, looking at photos, if you ever got to see, like, Popeye's collection on there, you're like, whoa! It brings back the times when you was in the yard, but like, what can really be done?
Feature and inspiration when you see things.
Owning from, your spot, yeah. Like, making your presence known. Like, there's only a few writers who go down in history, like, really made their presence known. Wazoo. Remember Wazoo, yes, with the
oldie.
Insides?
Oh, my God.
Oldie. Yeah, Wazoo with the scratches on the district.
Rest in peace.
Another one gone.
Oh, he passed?
Yeah, many years back now.
Just after Ozone, yeah. Yeah. Not after, yeah.
King of the insides. Yeah, scratches, yeah. Like, he'll never, ever leave my... It's like he actually scratched into my brain, like, yeah. On the district. I'm like,
they'll still be out there. They'll still be out there now. Yeah, there's
of course. Like, a few left, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So a few of his bits left.
What that kind of fume... What that fume six-footer you... made him his household name
Fume is always a legend. His style,
Fume is the master like graffiti warlord. You know what I mean, the master graffiti warlord. He's brought in a lot of writers, training them on yard, getting that piece in. Like, you can see his effect. Like, even now he's not so active, you don't see Fume bits. There are other writers following on in his stead. Baz. Fire. Who else? Vade. Fire. And they're continuing that message, like, of what that was, that era, that 96, that
specific DNA.
It's like the DNA, yeah, the DDS DNA, the military trained soldiers, that vibe, it's still alive.
I think that's why people respect the likes of Koz so much, because he's got no agenda. He just wants to do him. The fluidity in his kind of output.
He's 100% real.
Yeah,
100%.
Real. 100% real.
Oh my God.
Those are our equivalents of the scenes and your schemes and your tea kids. You know what I mean? Like, Koz, right? I met him at a meeting, Koz, like 97, man. And he's literally been the same magnanimous character from then till today.
Magnanimous.
A superhero. Something straight out of a comic book. Yeah. And their life does match it. And the way he's done his graph also is individual to him. No one can pull his style out.
No.
Yeah. His style sells. If someone buys one of his prints, yo, that's a foul.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
and
whoa.
There's a few characters like him, you know, that are influential to us all. We look up to them as a culture. Do you know what I mean? Because they're real.
Give me some more names.
Well, Bosch is one. You know what I mean? Another Bosch. Strong character.
Pick up the Bosher. Mm-hmm. Ouch.
Taught us
sure.
a lot. Ouch.
Chop.
Yeah.
Stacks.
Surf and Seal. The terrible twins. Yeah. The terrible
Teach.
Two.
Four. Sane.
Yeah.
Aggro. Those are my guys. Me Rock.
I need to throw in Vamp. Into the
Vamp, cool guy.
Cool guy.
A lot of CLS crew, City Limits crew, Defy,
Case,
Turfer,
Too Much,
Games. Yeah, all of these young men are all G's. Mm. All of them. The attitude they put on, they make Graf live forever.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, no doubt. And as I said, we're lucky to still be here after, you know, this little mid. Time we've had, we're still here and we're firing, bro. So
yeah, yeah. It sounds like you're seeing us, man. You guys are like on some.
And it's getting bigger,
man. We're trying, still trying. So we'll make it. We'll make where we're going. And you know, graffiti is fun right now for us. And we're just trying to make the most of it, you know, and embrace it for what it is.
Graffiti's our lives. You know what I mean? It's who we are.
And all the journey has just brought us here, whether it's the beefs or the prison or. You know,
big up all my guys. There's no beef, guys.
It's not beef.
It's not a beef thing. It's pure
it's
love.
Love. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the main message. Yeah.
That's the main message.
And for the young people out there, do you know what I mean? Who are lost and turned into violence and drugs and doing all this mad stuff that we did as well. But it's a different sort of environment now, so we're trying to guide them
for the confused perplexed.
You know?
Who wouldn't be perplexed in today's society?
Yeah,
to be honest,
up.
Man.
Yeah.
We just got Boris, we got Trump.
Boris
you
and
know
Trump.
I mean?
What's going on?
You know, so
I mean, you don't have to be trying to get in a graph to understand that the whole world is actually.
But a graph is a powerful tool, you know, because
writing is on the wall, as they say.
Yeah,
the writing is on the wall, so the strongest message will be found on the walls. You know, and graffiti. Yo, right about now, we've upped our message. We've upped the level of it. Yeah, society knows. Mm. Society can see the impact that we've had and the journey, and that's why it's user-friendly.
Yeah, yeah.
you know? Yeah. If graffiti had gone downhill over the past 20 years and no one really took care of it and it was just people doing vandalism, no one would, people would hate it.
The levels have gone up so high.
Chicks dig us, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Chicks dig us, bro.
This has changed. Let's just say things have got to the forefront very quickly. If you're good at it, then you got it good. Yeah. Actually, let me just circle around the kind of more fashion side of things, because you guys were chatting earlier about, like, you just done some crazy collaboration. I mean, the whole idea, if you were to have done this in, like, the late 80s, the whole fashion industry would have been like... crazy. Explain what
now
happened.
Now they're all doing it, you know?
Explain
well,
Reece got
the jump from Balmain. Big French come, everyone knows. Big props to Balmain, the Balmain army.
Oh, tight.
You know, like, you know, big expensive wear, high-end fashion. Uh-huh. I'm now getting to grips with graffiti and using some of our techniques, if you may say it, you know what I mean? Like, to sell their fashion. I dig it. I know, I'm not into, like, big money being spent over fashion because does it make it accessible to everybody? Whereas, you know, if we make clothing, we make it accessible. I think the high-end is really pushing it, the barriers of what you can do with money that I've seen hundreds of pounds being spent over a pair of trainers, you know, being modified, a simple modification. They're spending a good 800.
Without
800.
Worry.
Without not even batting an eyelid, like, yes, we like it. So the fashion world is eating right now, you know. They are eating. Who else? Is it Jasper Conrad or Alexander McQueen?
They're all jumping in on the bandwagon, you know. But at least we managed to jump in and get our little piece of the pie. And you know,
there's more to come.
Message,
there's
much
more to come. To be honest, I think it's time that we stepped up and like put our foot down. Yeah. Like, you know, Stussy did it back in the day. Mark Echo did it back in the day. There's a few graph writers who turned to fashion and killed it. Come on, man.
You
remember
just
the Mark
said
Echo,
it.
Mark
so
Echo game?
True.
It was getting that. Remember the game?
It's the blueprint's already there anyway.
The blueprint's been there, but it's like the pyramids. It's covered. When they didn't know it was there, it's all the sand's over it. We're going to go back now, dig
so
up the sand,
true.
And find like these little constructs for us to work
con
from.
Con art.
You know?
Con art.
Come
did you know
bro.
The Giza did con art? His brother was Slash.
Wow.
Okay.
Slash.
Guns N' Roses, yeah.
Wow.
Did
you
know that?
You see? You would expect him to be a musician. He
took
it different.
That's why Slash was always wearing con art stuff.
Yeah.
See, he had the jump off. Similar with Stussy. Like, they've got Goldie.
Yeah.
Big props to Goldie.
Goldie.
The king right now, you know, still a legend from then till today. He reps Stussy big.
Yeah, but we're into collaborations. We like to work with musicians. We paint in the back of the videos for them. And,
damn
you
right.
know, it's all fun and games.
Damn
Everyone
right.
wins,
damn
you know.
Right.
And it's like, you know, but after a while of doing stuff for exposure and
big up to Skinny Man
experience.
Task Force, rep the crew all the time.
My
yeah,
fam.
Family from
Mongo.
Day.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Chester P, Farmer, Skinny,
yeah.
Mongo,
yeah.
all the fam. Yeah, Kaiser, Kalashnikov.
Yeah.
Because they've repped us.
Jesus.
They took us. Like, when they went on their wave, they brought us along.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we got off in a few doors. We've been in a few places.
Yeah.
But, you know,
we
toured with a few big artists. Cool Keith, big shout out to Cool Keith. Lord Digger. Who else, man? I ain't gonna name drop, but... Graph has got in those doors and we're happy like that.
Yeah.
They're willing to, you know, spread the word and use us to spread their message at the same time as well.
Yeah,
you know, so Keller, jump on board.
Yeah, bro. Hey, listen, this is what the podcast is about.
Right?
This is what podcast is about.
Hey,
we've
yeah.
talked about
got
this.
Tea for you, bro.
If it ain't documented, then people just don't know.
They won't know.
And what's crazy is like, you kind of gave me an epiphany while you was talking earlier, before VT, and it was one of, this hasn't been done before. Why hasn't it been done before? What else have we got? There's nothing else here. There's nothing, and it's just, for
it's
me,
an
it's
empty
like,
market, man.
Yeah, but not even from a marketeer point of view, just from a, well, if I'm the kid wanting to get into it now, where do I go?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's UK Frontline.
We had Digital Jungle and all that back
then. Do you remember
that?
Yeah,
yeah.
Cool, yeah.
We had that, and it's like skateboarding. You know, skateboarding's a subculture. Graffiti's a subculture. Like, you... As a kid, you will find that door.
Yeah.
Whereas, like most other graffiti writers of today, they've found that door.
Yeah.
You know, you want to do it, you'll find your way to do it.
You'll find the door.
And because the community is so arms open, and it's like, you know, you become a Jedi. Do you know what I mean? You meet the Obi-Wans of graph, and you kind of go on that pathway. Do you know what I mean? And
that shit's crazy for me. The fact that I've had people on camera hanging with me, like people that I grew up with watching.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just there goes on the train. Mm. Or they were on that documentary, or they were.
Mm.
These guys were legit. I remember them on the train. Or that shit still bugs me out. I still get bugged out.
Yeah, of course. You know, everyone's human. Everyone's human at the end of the day. There's no superheroes in graph. It's just
rare to see trains rolling past nowadays, though. It's kind of like that buzz of back in the day when you'd be on the platform and you'd see something rolling. Or you could just look on like 10 years worth of damage and steel. Do you know what I mean? And see all this faded stuff. Like, I'd be like, oh, look at that. Oh, that's gone. That vibe like that is gone. Like, you know, you see a train now and be like, whoa, what, something's pulled in. Like, that vibe kind of, it's stamped, concreted into history, like stamped into history. But, you know, we're still today, we're still pushing a vibe, but that part, you know, you have to watch that on video. And that's why I'm kind of peed that the documentation of that, like, that part of time from, like, 96, even, like, 1990 onwards, it's rare to find. White Trash, you had a video, White Trash back in the day, do you know what I mean? DDS was supposed to be producing the film, still has to come out. So, you know, it's still undocumented, you know? And it's for us, like, you yourself, you know the vibe of, like, seeing a burner put on the platform and being like, ooh. And then you're on another platform and like, oh, they're at it.
You know those ones? You remember those Southeast slam shut doors?
Yeah, slam doors.
Those are ingrained in my head when I saw one rolling.
Zoned.
I'm not even used to seeing the new trains with them on now. Because I'm so imprinted with the slam shut ones when they'd roll in.
Okay.
I'm kind of still not used to the new ones.
Stuck in the 90s.
Yeah, man. Because, you know, as a kid, you're just like, what the fuck just happened to you?
Similar rolling with me, man. I can't stand it. I can't stand these plastic underground trains.
Yeah.
Like, they're just so fake. Back in the day, they were real, like the smell, the chair smell. Oh, you slap the chair, all that dust come on. Hey, 20 years worth there, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you'd look on the outside, like you could see history. Now it's like, it's just, hey, we're all robots, dude. Next station is bam. Like, it's all like, it's just programming. Back in the day, you was free. Like, the Met, you could just sit on the back. 20 of us would be on the back. Like, bam, fast train. Like, no one, hey,
smoking
mate. Smoking suits, tagging it the fuck up. Hey, that was life at a time. You know what I'm saying? You would never get that today.
You could bunk easily.
It was all city traveling.
Bro, I'll tell you a story that happened, right? And this is where, right, so I was on one of these slam doors, sitting there, pulling up into, I think it was like Three Bridges, and I see Gusto.
FDC.
I see Gus, right? And I'm like, Gusto. Yo, GG. And I'm knocking on the window, GG, he's like, oh, wiki, jumps on. Sitting there, I was like, what's going on, bro? He's like, I'm cool, we're talking away and stuff. And I see the train guard come. Now, I'm cool, because I've got my ticket.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking to myself, I don't think G's... If G's not got his ticket, I just know he ain't got it. He never does.
Yeah.
Right? And I see him, and I swear to God, it went like this. The ticket man comes up to me, he goes, can I have a ticket, please? I show him a ticket. I look up at G, with my ticket going back to my pocket. I'm watching G with this geezer. The guy looks around at him. G just goes, looks at his shirt, ups and down himself, looks at the guy, and nods. And the kids just walks away. On some Jedi mind shit.
Them Jedi moves there.
Yeah.
You will open the gate.
How did you... And I swear to God, I didn't say it, but forever now, it always crosses my mind. How the fuck do you guys do this shit?
Hey, usually, we just pull the fire alarm and the alarm on the door, stop the train halfway before the platform.
Yeah.
Do our little bit, jump off, go up beside it. Yo, I drive now, so I'm late. I can't really talk too much. You know what I mean? I don't damage the trains as much, so I don't know how it is today. I doubt you could get away with travelling from one side of, like, London or even southwest England to, like, the other side for free.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? We used to bunk the intercities back in the day, sit in the toilet.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Be going Southampton, Liverpool, clapping it up, finding more and more spots. Do you know what I mean? Doing our little tags here and there. And nah, you can't do that now. That is hard work.
Yeah,
it is hard work to be your city now. It is kind of like London is all quadranted off. It's all little quadrants. Like, you can't just go and be king of every single line now. DDS wall by Woolston Green on the Jubilee. Oof.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Oof. No, and that wall has been getting done over the years, like 30 years, like the Diabolical Dubstars was on there for years, and they revamped it. Big props to all of the crew involved on that one, because that was a spot. Mm-mm. That was a spot. And that kind is like the history of graph constantly being reborn, rebirthed, regrowth.
Do you think the authorities appreciate that? Do you think they know that these things have been here for a long time, and although it's on a
social media, but you know what I mean? They have social
probably
media.
Probably more than they used to, yeah.
Probably more than we know. They appreciate it more than we know. Because I'm sure without us, they have no life.
I remember going to
you know what I mean? Like,
Dolly's Hill for the first time when I was younger, and seeing the distress that these houses, every house was tagged, every shop. It had 100 tags on it. It was
fucking real.
It was different to me, do you know what I mean? And that
opened my eyes, you know. Us, as I said, they had no life without us. Like, they dressed like graffiti writers. Do you know what I mean? They probably there at the Peace Park, and you wouldn't even know.
Yeah,
my man's in there just taking a tab. Oh, no, he's up there. Yeah, he finally got to see your face. Do you know what I mean? You've got to be careful in this day and age, because those guys, they're more covert now than they've ever been. Do you know what I mean? Than they've ever been. You wouldn't even know, because we all look like adults now. It's not like back in the day, we all looked like young kids, so you could kind of tell who was a pig, you know, a copper. Now they're more introvert. Mate, like, they'd look just like you, like, no face, you know, with a beard, stubble. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Look like any other writer, beer in his hand more than likely. Yeah. But that's Graff Squad, mate. And he's there just having a look at who the graffers are.
They must have the best life, bro. Like, if you're honest.
Imagine that scum. but you know.
That's it. Well, we've been to jail for graff already. It's nothing new. So changed the direction now. And, you know,
changed momentum.
You can go and paint in the wall now and not really look over your shoulder or worry about.
I'm not even bothered, you know? I'm not bothered as much. I still don't want anyone to know my face, but you know.
If you're active and you paint trains all the time, then you don't go and paint the legal wall. So
you just don't do it.
It's like,
you have another tag.
You're limited in that respect, where you have to hide away then to paint and develop your stuff.
It's a blessing.
You don't get
a
graph job out at the end of it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of people are just not looking for that, which is fine.
My graph career began around the corner, so do you know what I mean? Even now I feel kind of like, it all started around here. Big up Scans, LGL, FaZe, Rest in Peace, Pins, Pose, all of the crew, you lot know what it is, bruv. It's like that. I feel like that's magnetic out here, do you know what I mean? We've worked hard. From then, it's like just a dream, like, do you know what I mean? And it's just blossomed and it's become this big tree, and do you know what I mean? It's got so many roots from it and stuff, musical, fashion, art, family. You know, I'm proud. I'm proud of what we've done and what we will continue to do. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
So on that note, what's the future hold? What's the future hold for 1T? What?
Just more of the same that we've been doing, you know? Good. Just keep moving in that positive direction.
More positivity.
And
Bigger productions.
Bigger productions, yeah.
Better work. You know, we're constantly improving. We wouldn't say we're at the top of our game. We're constantly getting better.
Mm.
You know, so we aim to please, as I always say. The work has to get better, and that's what it is for the next 10 to 15 years.
It's self-development, really, the art for me. And for a lot of people, I look at it like a martial art. It's something that you'll never be the best, you know what I mean? You'll never be the best. It's just different styles at the top there, you know?
That's right. So constantly sharpening the sword.
You're developing yourself, you know? It's something that keeps, like, you're feeling good about yourself, really. It's a reward, like, for yourself, really, to paint, for me, anyway.
It is.
And, like, I can't see myself stopping at all, ever.
No. I'll be going till I'm grey. Definitely, even when they're in the old people's home, I'll be doodling all over the place, asking the young nurse to let me get down, do a little tag.
Yeah, man.
What
are you doing? Yeah. But, let's see how it goes, where society goes with it, because, like you say, they are embracing it right now, but things change.
Good to be seeing us as some of the teachers, some of the art teachers for the next generation, you know. Man. It would be good, you know, if it could get to that level where we're more appreciated.
Mm.
You know, as part of, you know, art in general.
It's an organism, and it's happening. Yeah, it's only going to continue the way it is. It's just going to get better and better.
Well, let's hope so.
That's what we hope.
So on that note, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a trip across the landscape of Grav. It's been fucking awesome. And a hell of a lot different to normal episodes, I'm really chuffed to say.
Good. That's what it is.
Killer Keller Podcast with the mighty 1T crew.
1T!
All right, boys. Thank you so much for coming
through. No problem, man.
Yeah.